Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Derek Johnson. How are you, my friend?
Timmy, my man. I'm doing outstanding, sir.
Awesome. So look, I want to talk about lead I had received, and the guy booked my calendar, and I had to cancel his appointment because I wasn't feeling well, and he rescheduled. So he rescheduled, but he also sent me an email saying the details of what he wants to construct. And it's a property which is almost 3 hours away from me. And the scope of it, he's saying that the pond is like ginormous. And at the end of the email said that he is budget conscious. It's ginormous, dude.
I'm sorry. What did he say?
The pond size is 50 by 25 by 3, and he's budget conscious.
Budget conscious. What does that mean? I know really, what it does to me.
Yeah, I want something real expensive, but I have a budget.
Yeah. Hey, what is it? What's the slogan? And maybe it's not the current Walmart slogan, but I think it's more for less. Once upon a time. I remember a HOA that I was working with, and I had to go through the board, and I put in my proposal, and they reached out and said, you know, it's just like one of these things. We really just want to get more for less. And I was like, well, and this was even before I had my numbers on point, and I was like, I'm not your guy because I'm not going to give you more for less. Like budget conscious.
Budget conscious. And I just want to reply with an email. Hey, a conversation starting off with X amount of dollars. I'm talking, you know, we're talking six digits. You okay having that, but you want to cancel the appointment? But I don't want to be a dick because that's not the person I want to be. You know, sure. If he doesn't know what things cost, I'm going to help educate him and be the better person. You get an email like that, Derek. Other than laughing.
I got one the other day that said, looking for a good price. So in the same vein, and we get on the phone and we go through it because we have to go through the discovery phase. We have to go into the motive and we have to really understand because I could just be off. And what is a good price to me versus a good price to them? What if they're a millionaire and a good price for them is $500,000? Who knows? But what I've learned, and we've talked about this so many times, is to not mind read. Don't mind read because you never know what project you might do. And I've installed a $25,000 pond in front of a single wide trailer. It's a nice trailer, but when he sent me the pictures, I thought it was a joke. I got on the phone with him and that was just his lifestyle. He had really nice cars. He had a nice RV and he just wasn't as concerned about his home because he liked to travel. He liked to be outside and that's what he wanted. And if I would have mind read that and just didn't do the call, I would have missed out on a great opportunity. So when they say budget conscious, we don't really know. I mean, I laugh about it. When they say good price, I don't really know, but that's where we have to get into the motive and understand what is their motivation. And now, do I feel that when they say budget conscious, they mean they're going to be cheap? That's how I'm feeling. But if we don't go through the process, we'll never know.
Derek, I'm going to tell you, I get a lead like this. I get a lead like this when people talking about rec ponds, you know, something very large, something you can put a boat into type of thing. And this is, you know, this is 50 feet long. It's a big, big body of water.
That's big.
Yeah. It's a lot of money because he's talking, hey, I get all this water. I have to filter all this and it adds to what this thing costs. Most times, I look at it, they're not going to buy. But I'm not prejudging them. I'm still going to walk them down that road. I'm going to pull the motor. I'm going to try to understand this thing. Most times they end up small, medium, and large packages on my website. They end up with a medium. And that's exactly what you said. No, so you end up in the $25,000 range. You know, only because they just have no idea what these things cost.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about that. And why it's so important to protect your time and why Shinfu is even created is to get pictures, to understand the motive and go through this stuff so that you can share an estimated price over the phone. And I know so many of you guys listening and in the free group, the Contractor Fight free Facebook group, a lot of people are doing this already. A lot of people have been doing this for years. We just have a little different formulation and we have a very stringent process, 5 steps to follow so that you can do this from a beginner to an expert because we're still following the same things. It just makes so much sense to have a budget-minded, budget-conscious conversation over the phone before you go and see someone to protect their time and protect your time. Now, the other side of it is, you and I both, Tim, we've set ourselves up so that people can find our pricing before we ever get on the phone with them. And we have beautiful images on our website, we have great socials, and we talk about this stuff on socials because that's what people want to know. So why not train, understand, because anybody can just say a price. Here's the difference, Tim. When you train with us and you train with other coaches in the group and you train with other FWs, you're going to get really, really good at hearing what they need so that you can price and bracket it accurately. Because you can be on the phone and just wing it Just chuck a number out there. It doesn't matter. Let's just see what happens. Well, mm-hmm. your number could be too low and you haven't done your job costing and you don't know your daily break even and you can screw yourself. So when you train well and you really understand this stuff, you can have a very high level conversation with someone that is budget conscious and give them really, really damn good numbers. It is an estimate, but you can be real close. And that's why it's so important to train.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm listening to your words, and yeah, there's nothing you said that I can disagree with. If you were to guess, Derek, how could somebody come up with a number 50 by 25 by 3?
Two ways. A few ways. One, you did a job like that and you lost your ass. So then you go, all right, if I didn't make any money on it, I should probably just double that price. At least I'll make money.
Right.
Or two, you had your numbers on point and you're prepared and you did something similar that you could just go, okay, let me add this and be accurate. Mm-hmm. It's just experience. That's all it is. Or maybe you can lean on someone in the group or another peer that has done that before and has really good numbers and they're willing to share that. It's just knowledge.
Totally. You know, I guess the question would be like, how do you think the customer came up with something that size? Usually people, like an example, right? I'm going to go off sideways a little bit here. I had a customer call me and she told me her pond was 7 feet by 3. And I gave her a price on the phone to do a repair. And I went out to meet with her and I went through the whole 5 steps and I got out there and it's not 7 feet. You know, it's like 27 feet.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
What? I, you know, from the price I gave her on the phone of, you know, between 5 and 7 ended up being 24 and change, 24,000 and change. And she's okay with it. But again, there's the truth. If I come out there and I see something that prevents me from doing what we talked about for that much money, I want to be able to tell you. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell her. Yeah. And she, you told me it's 7 feet. I'm seeing something that is not the same in my experiences. People don't know a distance. They can't judge distance. They may say, hey, my house is 27 feet long. I probably want something twice as long. And they may be thinking that way. But 50 feet by 25 by 3 foot deep, what are the chances they know how many gallons that takes?
Everything. I mean, they Googled it, man. Everything's the truth online. I mean, come on.
Right. Except obviously the cost, because they want to be budget conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, make it simple for you. I'll put the rocks in the liner there and you put it in and is your budget right there. Figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, the fastest way to make more money in your business is to raise your gross profit. That's why I want you to go grab our 50% profit tool for you. It's free. Just go to the link below and grab it. And on your very next project, you will make more money if you do what we tell you to do on there. And you'll be just like the other tens of thousands of other contractors who are using this tool right now to change their financial future. Grab it now. Let's go.
Makes me think of a call that I had just to sell the project. And she sent me the pictures. We're going through the whole deal. And I set the stage of, I'm gathering this information from you because somewhere about 15, 20 minutes in, it maybe sooner, I would like to share with you what this may cost. So she settled into it and she answered more questions. And I dug into the motive. I couldn't dig any farther because if I dug any farther, I'm just going to be annoying. I had all the information I needed. And I said, okay, you ready for the number? And this is how I spun it into the truth. And it just happened. And I was like, you ready? And she was like, yep. I was like, 25,000. And she said, whew, okay. When I heard, whew, okay, I think she's like going to slash it in half. And she goes, I was hoping you were going to say 20. And I said, we can absolutely do something for 20, but I need you to be okay when I come out there that I may say it's going to be 25. So I just brought the truth right in there and just went, oh, this is easy. I can just go right here to 25. And then I go, if for some reason, though, you don't feel comfortable moving forward at 25 because I see and I can't do it any less than 25, I need you to be okay with it. And I need you to tell me, no, Derek, I'm not going to hire you. She said, well, probably by the time you do the landscape and probably because I see on your website, the lighting, probably we're going to be closer to 25. I was like, cool. What would you like to do next?
This is Derek. I'm listening to this. You know, I'm hearing you. Just the deflection in the way you just said that. What would you like to do? I'm Derek. I'm never, and I know you aren't. You're not selling. You're never selling. You're just offering people prices for what they want to do, choices.
And what would you like to do next? Why that's so powerful, and why we beat the drum on open-ended questions versus pointed, closed-ended questions is what would you like to do next? Could lead I don't know. It could lead so many ways. I would like for you to come right over. Then we know how to handle that as well. That could be absolutely. Do you need to send me some paperwork? Or I still need to think about it. Thank you for sharing these numbers. So I still need to think about it. And then I love using the Tim Catroni. Well, why don't we think about it together? So there's so many arrows in the quiver that we can use, but that's why we use these questions. And it was so fun to do that. So when we talk about the basics, we train the basics. We, on the Agoge calls, and you're a white belt and you're coming in, we put on the kid gloves and we go through the basics. We want to make sure and we walk with you through this. Now we're gonna hold you accountable. We're not gonna let you slide, but we're gonna teach you the basic steps of what it really looks like to go verbatim what the truth means. But as you train and you get better at this, you start getting to different points, it's higher level, where as long as I'm hitting the truth in the right way, I could just shift it right there and just say as little as possible. Because one thing, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Tim, I pay attention to when we're speaking with a client or listening to a client. It's the 70-30 rule. They need to be talking 70% of the time. We need to be listening and talking 30% of the time. Because whoever talks most loses. The motive, very easy to do that. We ask the questions, we listen. The money, very easy to do that. We're just sharing numbers with them. We're not defending the numbers. We're just sharing the numbers. And when it gets to influencers, and we need to talk about the significant other that may be involved in the project, it's not a lot of words. When we get to the consulting phase, not a lot of words. But the truth, that's probably the most that we speak. Because now we have to share with them, oh, hey, you gave me the information. This is what's going to happen next. And I've never really counted the words I'm using, but it's probably 30 or 40 words. It's a bit of a paragraph. Because you have to explain to them, hey, I'm coming out there and I'm meaning business. And I can't have you say you're going to think about it. I can't. It's a slow no. I'm not going to let you do that. You're going to tell me yes or no. I want the yes, but I'm okay with the no. And you have to share that. That's the technical side of the five steps of the food. You have to get technical there. And the motive, you're just listening. You're just listening. They say something and you go ask another question. This ties into my daughter calls. I love it when my daughter calls. Two things. One, met with my insurance guy today and we got the insurance certificates for the cars. And I literally said, this is an awesome opportunity to have dinner with my daughter because you got to trick them to have dinner with you when they get older like this shit. So you got to come get your insurance card. Oh, let's go to dinner. And they'll make way. So I get to hang out with my daughter. But my youngest called me and said, Dad, I miss you. I haven't talked to you in a while. And she's on the way to school. It's about a 45-minute drive. And I love it. And she's sharing stuff with me. I always have the best conversations with her. But what am I doing, Tim? What am I doing when I'm on the phone with my daughter?
Collecting information, man.
Yeah, just by asking questions.
It's intel.
Just asking questions. I'll just ask a question and she'll give me 5 minutes and then just more. Because as we get older, and really with anybody, and I've talked about this before, you put me in a room full of alphas, I'm good. I'm good because I'm going to make it about them every single time because they're alphas. I guess it's being a beta. And I'll just ask them question after question after question. What happens? That alpha thinks I'm the coolest person. Why? Wasn't talking about me, just talking about them.
Yeah. I got to wrap this up. Look, I love where you went with this thing. I love the fact that you're collecting the intel. You're making it about the person. You are creating a bonding experience with your daughter that most dads won't be able to find. They'd rather just lay back and admit, hey, my daughter doesn't think I'm cool anymore. And she gives you everything you want and more, and she feels good about it when she goes away.
Absolutely.
Right. So people calling me and they're budget conscious, or they have a vision of something that they think is going to cost $5,000 or $10,000. It's actually $100,000. It's okay. We got to educate them. Mm-hmm. Let them know where we really are and find out what's really important to them. You know, with us, I mean, Derek, we talk a lot about water features and stuff because that's what we do. But it could be anything. It could be a bathroom renovation. It could be anything. What's really important to you? Do you need good, better, or best? Why do you think you want a pond that, what makes you want to have a pond that big? I want to put a canoe in it. Yeah, then you can't talk about having a small pond. I get it.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I want to be able to, you know, just watch my fish. How many fish you got? Right? And they say I only got 10. It's okay. What would it be like if we built a pond that held 10 fish? Then we can have that conversation. We certainly don't need something like a lake, one of the Great Lakes, to get that accomplished. But we need to meet people where they are at and not prejudge on an emotional reaction that we have to their words on a keyboard. The keyboard people are tough. You cannot read tone. You don't know what they meant when they said it or where their head was when they wrote it.
People read the text in the mood that they are currently in.
Yeah, that's a great lesson there, Derek, because if somebody texts you, somebody emails you, something like that, my mind races. What did they mean when they said that? Or a lot of people just dismiss it, look over the emotion that was in that. What does it actually mean? It can be absolutely nothing, but most times there's an emotion there, but it can't be read. You got to pick up the phone.
Yes.
So the lesson here is, hey, somebody says they have a budget and they're conscious about how much they have to spend, but they're asking for the Taj Mahal on a Howard Johnson's budget. Don't just kick them to the curb, man. Hear them out, see what they got to say, because what they're asking for may not be really what they want. It's just they don't know what they want. And as our job, as contractors, Derek, we're servants.
Mm-hmm. Now, service industry business.
Right. Doesn't mean we're servants. They can kick and treat us like we're servants, but we provide a service. And part of that service is listening, understanding, and trying to help them meet their needs, timeline, money-wise, relationship-wise, whatever the reason is. But if we align, if all the stars align, we give them what they want and they pay us what we need to make, then it's a win-win-win. Everybody wins on this thing. So don't kick those people, that emotional response you have in the text to, hey, I'm budget conscious. Kick it aside, because I wish, honestly, Derek, I started tracking this 5 years ago. How many times somebody says that and I land the sale for less money, but still fall within my 50% or better.
Yeah. You're just taking care of them.
Good stuff, guys.
Well said. Right. Thanks, Tim.
I'm out, buddy. Bye.
See ya.